News release. City of Orillia. The first phase of the Lackley Street and the Tecumseh Street reconstruction projects get underway next week. The reconstruction of Lackley Street is a priority for our community and for council, and I am pleased to see the first phase underway of this significant project, said Mayor Don McIsaac. We have heard from our constituents and council is investing significantly to improve roads and sidewalks in Orillia, including doubling funding for our annual roads and sidewalk programming and capital funding of approximately $15 million for 2023. Over the next 10 years, we anticipate investing more than $175 million in our roads infrastructure, with $29 million on the Lackley Street reconstruction project. Starting Monday, June 12, 2023, work will begin for the reconstruction of Lackley Street from Niwash Street to Borland Street East and for the reconstruction of Tecumseh Street from Lackley Street to Centennial Drive. Phase 1 of the Lackley Street Reconstruction Project and Tecumseh Street Reconstruction Project were combined during the tender process and awarded to Arnott Construction Limited, who is also completing Phases 2 and 3 of the Centennial Drive Area Improvements Project. The work includes construction of local sanitary sewers, storm sewers and water mains, as well as construction of curbs and gutters, sidewalks, and asphalt paving on Lackley Street from Niwash Street to Borland Street East and Tecumseh Street from Lackley Street to Centennial Drive. During the construction project, Lackley Street will be open to local traffic only from Niwash Street to Borland Street East and Tecumseh Street will be open to local traffic only from Lackley Street to Centennial Drive. Emergency access will be maintained at all times. The city and Arnott Construction Limited will be working with local businesses and residents impacted by the reconstruction to ensure they have safe access. As a result of construction taking place in the downtown waterfront area, including Lackley Street and Tecumseh Street, a detour will be in place to access Couchiching Beach Park. See map. There will also be impacts to Orillia Transit with a detour in place for the Lackley route. See detour map. It is anticipated that the Lackley Street Reconstruction Phase 1 project and the Tecumseh Street Reconstruction project will be completed at the end of November 2023. The total budget for both projects together is $8.6 million. The Lackley Street Reconstruction Project will be phased over 4 years subject to annual budget approval and will consist of the reconstruction of Lackley Street from Niwash Street to Murray Street, a common left-turn lane between St. Jean Street and Murray Street, and bike lanes between North Street East and Murray Street. For details regarding Phase 1 of the Lackley Street Reconstruction Project, and to sign up to receive updates, visit orillia.ca/lackleystreet. Additional projects, including the Centennial Drive Area Improvements Phases 1 and 2, continue this summer. Centennial Drive Area Improvements Phase 3 is anticipated to start in the coming weeks and will impact access to temporary Lot 13 at 70 Front Street North. However, the city has added temporary Lot 15 at 20 Front Street South, with more than 100 parking spaces available. For more information related to impacts to park amenities, road closures, access points and more, visit orillia.ca/waterfront.